Club.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier. Rush, rush, rush.
You cannot be serious.
I'm going to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation into this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Today's the day, MG. Eight NRL fan bases eagerly waiting the announcement of if their team will be finishing in eighth place.
Well, I must confess that the team I've got coming eighth haven't had much love from anyone else in the rugby league land. So I think they've got the lineup to do it. But they've been perennial outsiders for a long time now. This could be their year.
All right, you're going to tell us who finishes eighth. You're also going to tell us the best five halfbacks in the game. Mark Scaife is going to join us in about half an hour to talk through the V8 Supercar Series opener this weekend in Bathurst. And because it's a Thursday, we let producer Charlie come in and get behind the microphone.
Yeah, we let him out of his cage and he looks pumped.
What would you rather? He put sporting hypotheticals to us.
Yeah, I love it. I love the hypotheticals he puts to us, Charlie. Goes away for a little bit of homework and comes back with some beauties. Mm. Today's no different.
We really are moulding him into a fine young man, aren't we?
We are. We're like his parents.
Doing an outstanding job.
Good work, Gertrude.
Yeah, this will be child number five for you. How many kids you got? Six, seven. Seven.
Far out.
I don't know. I lose track. Hey, this is the Rush Hour with MG and Liam. Up next, the big fella is going to tell us which NRL side will finish in eighth place in 2021.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam Flanagan on Triple M. Mark Scaife, the great man.
Champion bloke.
He's going to join us in about 25 minutes' time ahead of the V8 Supercar Series kicking off this weekend. But MG, speaking of walls, the wall to the bottom eight is built. And it is time to get into your finalists.
The ladder.
Ladder.
MG's ladder.
Yeah, we've bustled through the bottom eight, and now it's time to look at who are going to be, well, at least in my opinion, making up the semi-final football this season.
Your opinion's the only one that matters here, mate.
Okay. Well, I had a disclaimer yesterday. I must admit, and I had before the Tom Turbo injury, I had them finishing eighth, and I had the Tigers perennially finishing ninth, like they have for the last 15 seasons. Look, I've got the Tigers finishing eighth. I think that the acquisition of Tarmow and Offaly Gowie, Jimmy the Jet, it's an unknown, but it's quality. You know it's quality if it gets up and running. And the young guy from Parramatta, this bloke could have a breakout season. This guy could be a forward version of Stephen Crichton. His name is Stefano Utoikamano. Keep an eye on him, people, because this kid can play. He is a giant of a man. He's a bulldozer of a player. And it's a fantastic acquisition to the Tigers, along with Sean Bloor, who we spoke about on this show a lot. Unfortunately for Sean, but he broke his wrist in a mishap at training. So he could miss the first month of footy, which is bad news for the Tigers, because I think he's in for a massive year as well. But look, I look through the Tigers' lineup, and I don't see any reasons why they can't make finals footy this season. You know, once they settle on who's going to play fullback, I think they need to really nut that out. Is Moses a fullback? Probably. If you're going to play Moses anywhere in your first grade team, I think fullback's a spot for Moses. Mm. Now, you've got Nofaluma and Tommy Talau on the wing, who's an excitement machine. BJ Lalua and Jimmy the Jet in the centres, that's mouthwatering. Then you've got Dewey, who's going to play 5-8 with Brooks. So backline to rival most if they get that fullback position nutted out.
So you think Adam Dewey plays 5-8, then Moses finishes up at fullback?
I think Moses could be fullback, yeah, okay. Unless they want to play Tommy Talau there and maybe bring Moses off the bench, like a Josh Reynolds type role, but I'm not sure. But their forward pack is strong as well, very strong, their forward pack.
This is a prediction, and I said your opinion is the only one that matters, MG, but this is very much contrary to general opinion. I have not seen anybody else predicting the West Tigers, given the departures and given the sort of uncertainty that has been not uncertainty so much, but I don't quite know how to describe the vibe of the West Tigers. But I have not seen anybody predicting them to play finals this year yet.
No, there hasn't been. But I think they've got the calibre to do it. And I think the coach is, you know, he's won a comp. Madge McGuire's the man to do the job for the Tigers, I think. And them losses you talk of, Josh Alawai, obviously. Eisenhuth's gone to Penrith. Robert Jennings gone to Penrith. Benji's gone to South. Josh Reynolds has gone overseas. So they've lost a lot of experience. But I don't know. I just think with Adam, I think with Luke Brooks and Adam Dewey in the halves, I just feel something special with them too. I don't know whether it's kind of like when Nathan Cleary had James Maloney as his 5'8", he kind of looked a little bit hampered and a little bit restricted. And I think the same could apply maybe to Luke Brooks with Benji Marshall outside of him all them time, all this time last couple of years. So maybe with another set of eyes, and that them set of eyes are Adam Dewey's eyes, he might just kind of think, okay, well, I'm the senior partner here. It's time for me to step up. And you know what? At age 26 or 27, as Luke Brooks is, the time is nigh.
Yeah, 26 years of age. I love that comparison, though, to Cleary and Maloney and that dynamic. And I know how much you respect Madge McGuire as a coach, and I know how much of this prediction would be based on what he's capable of getting a team to do. And Lord knows that West Tigers fans want to see a coach not only achieve but stick around. And I think you certainly feel like Madge is that man.
I think so. I think Lee Hadjipatelis, the main man there now, the boss of Brighton's, he's got all his faith in Madge McGuire, and that's all you need. That's all you need. And I think it's time the players stepped up to the plate. You know, their back row is awesome. Luke Garner, Luciano Leilua, and Alex Twell, possibly, with Sean Bloor pushing for a spot once he gets back from injury. They've got McKaylee, they've got Cheekham, big Stefano, as I spoke about. Russell Packer, who played in the All-Star game, he's there for a bit of experience as well. And, yeah, look, I think they hinted at the fact that maybe the Leilua brothers might play on the same side this year, which would be fantastic to see.
Yeah, and nice bit of fun there. And remember that name, Stefano Yutoikamanu. That is MG's prediction for a bit of a bolter this season. All right, MG, high on the Tigers, has them finishing eighth. Who does he think will finish seventh? We'll find out tomorrow. But up next, does Luke Brooks make your top five halfbacks in the game right now?
Good question. Do you think he is in top five?
I don't think he will be in your top five, but we'll find out next. The Rush Hour with MG and Liam, Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam Flanagan on Triple M. Scafie, Mark Scafie, the great man, set to join us very shortly, ready to talk about the Mount Panorama 500 that kicks off this weekend. MG, we just spoke about the West Tigers, who you have predicted to finish 8th. Well, now it's time to find out just how highly you rate their halfback Luke Brooks with one of these.
You're cheating these days. You can't do your buttons undone before the song finishes. Come on. Shirts off once the storm... Okay, now we're right. Yeah, let's pump it.
I've got some of those snap tracksuit pants on the way for this song too.
Well, the old Western shirts, you just go... off your shirt. The buttons just come undone like little studs. Yeah, well, today's the filter is you asked me the question about Luke Brooks. I'm going to nominate who I think are the best five halfbacks currently in the NRL in order. A notable omission, Sean Johnson. Had a great season last year, but injury curtailed that. Mitchell Pearce, unlucky to miss out. He's been consistent for a long time. And Luke Brooks. He doesn't make my top five.
Brooksy, not there.
But someone who he knows very closely comes in at number
five.
His name is Mitchell Moses. This has got to be Mitchell's year. This is the year. If it's not this year, I seem to think it won't be any year. This is the season that Parramatta must prevail, I think, to save Brad Arthur's bacon and maybe to save Mitchell Moses' bacon as well. They've got a team assembled that looks really, really strong. Dylan Brown's a year older, and he will complement Moses beautifully.
26 years of age, Mitchell Moses, same age as Luke Brooks, a couple of months older. So you say this is the year they have to achieve to save Brad Arthur's bacon. Where do they have to get to? A grand final?
Grand final. Okay. Yeah, they've got to get the grand final, at least.
All right. Five, Mitchell Moses.
Four.
Another 26-year-old who had a breakout season last year was Jerome Hughes from the Melbourne Storm. Gee, I love the way he's played. In particular, his running game went next level. It's really good to see a big-bodied 5'8", like Melbourne have with Munster, and then you see a conniving halfback like Jerome Hughes was last season. He just, everything good that happened with the Melbourne Storm obviously came from Cameron Smith, but he had really good allies last year in Jerome Hughes, and he hadn't had that since Cooper Cronk had left. So they gave him another weapon, and hence why they won the competition. They had weapons everywhere. Justin Olam out in the centres, and you know their forward pack was just, you know, with Tino and Nelson, they're just ginormous, and they play a great brand of footy, and Jerome Hughes was the catalyst of a lot of it last season. We spoke about him yesterday on the show, Adam Reynolds from the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Look, he's 30, but he isn't injury-prone as most may think. He's actually the opposite. He's a resilient bugger for his size and plays a lot of footy. In the last three or four seasons, he played a lot of footy. He averages 24 games a season. He averages over 200 points a game. He's a clutch player. I still can't get over the fact that South Sydney, I know there's always contract restraints and there's stuff on players that bind their hands, but salary cap's always an issue. I'd love to see even the NRL bring in some type of rule and regulation that allows players who have been at one club for a long time to maybe be devoid of 25% or so of their salary cap, that they don't come under it. Just so it encourages players to stay at one club for longer.
Mm.
And I think Adam Reynolds certainly fits that bill.
Adam Reynolds at 3.
2.
Nathan Cleary, at 23 years of age, you can probably foresee that he'll be atop of this ladder within a year or so, snapping at the heels of number one. And his season last year was, in a word, extraordinary.
Mm.
He was just on fire last year. And I think, again, the fact that Jerome Luai stepped up his game as well made it a lot easier for Nathan Cleary to do his thing. His running game last year for mine was fantastic. His time with the ball. How many times did you watch Penrith last year and you'd say, okay, Nathan Cleary, dummy to one forward, dummy to two forwards? And then either take off or give it to an outside back, but still they made breaks. It's the subtleness of how he did it. He had a little bit of step in his game, had a little bit of speed that changed. So he's evolving as a halfback, which is scary for other teams because Nathan Cleary had a magnificent season last year. Unlucky not to get Dally M medal, but that's another story for another day. But he's a supreme player.
And the best halfback in the NRL currently, according to MG.
1.
Daly Cherry Evans. Has been a high-quality player for a long, long time. And as the highest-paid player in the competition at age 32, his last run for the title, you think, is this season. Without Tommy Turbo, it could be hard. But I just like the way he keeps coming back from adversity, Cherry Evans. The Origin series he played last November was just out of the box. The way he led Queensland to that victory was second to none. And it was very hard because if we picked the merit side for Australia, most thought that Nathan Cleary might have made it, but I'm pretty sure that if Mal Meninga was coach, he would have picked Daly Cherry Evans as his halfback. Mm. And his combination with Munster in Origin, his combination with Kieran Foran this year, I can't wait to see the old band back together type scenario. But yeah, Daly Cherry Evans at the moment, he's the man to catch as far as number sevens go.
MG's top 5 halfbacks in the competition right now. Mitchell Moses at 5, Jerome Hughes from the Storm at 4, Adam Reynolds from the Bunnies at 3, Nathan Cleary at 2, and Daly Cherry Evans from the Manly Seagulls at number 1. This is The Rush Hour with MG and Liam Flanagan on Triple M. Mark Scaife to join us shortly. But up next, MG, the Olympics are going to Brisbane.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
Today, we received a report by the Future Host Commission for the Games of the Olympiad. This commission recommended to the Executive Board to enter into a targeted dialogue with Brisbane 2032 and the Australian Olympic Committee for the Games of the 35th Olympiad. The Executive Board has unanimously approved this recommendation.
That is IOC awesome. President Thomas Bach really taking the jam out of the donut of the announcement for Brisbane. The Olympics are coming, MG, but bug it if Thomas Bach thinks it's exciting.
Yeah, I know, Thomas. Come on, mate. Bit of enthusiasm, sir. Like Juan Sumrach. The winner is Sydney.
Yes. This morning's announcement from the IOC basically means that unless Brisbane stuffs it up royally, the Olympics are coming to the Sunshine State.
Oh, that'd be awesome. That'd be awesome. The last time I think it was up there in Brisbane was 82 Commonwealth Games. And
yeah.
Well, we've seen what Sydney done here in 2000 when we had the Olympics. That was just one constant carnival for a month. So, gee, that'd be good to get the Olympics. I'm a big pro Olympics man. I love them. I love the Olympics. I love staying up late watching all the different sports, and it'd be great to have it in Brisbane. Fantastic.
This is The Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. Mark Scaife, talking V8's up next.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's The Rush Hour with MG and Liam Flanagan on Triple M. MG, the V8's are back this weekend.
Vroom, vroom. Can't wait.
You can smell it. There's a smell when the V8s get underway, isn't there? That unlike any other sport.
It is. It's pulsating. If you go to a live race, it's nothing like it. And especially that we're going to Bathurst for the first race of the season.
How good. The Mount Panorama 500 is on this weekend, and it is live with no ads during racing this weekend on Foxtel and KO. We are joined by a man on the ground, a man who knows that track better than most, the legendary Mark Scaife. G'day, Scaife.
G'day, guys.
Scaife, this is a pretty open contest, I would imagine, the driver series this year with Scotty Mack heading overseas to America, and then obviously Jamie Wincup saying that he's bon voyage at the end of the season. Who's the next in line, my friend?
Yeah, it's a weird one, MG, isn't it? I mean,
it's not since Craig Lowndes won the championship in 1996 that we actually haven't had the champion try to defend their title. So it's been a long time since that's happened. So Scott McLaughlin in America driving for Roger Penske in the IndyCar series. So we'll follow his progress this year intently. And then the second part is Jamie Whincup, as you said, the seven-time champion, calling time on his full-time career. He'll probably do some enduros, I would think, for the next couple of years. But both of those guys have been really at the pinnacle, at the pointy end of our sport for a long time. And it's going to be interesting as to who picks the baton up, MG, because there's a couple of young blokes like Anton DiPasquale, and there's guys that have been on the fringe of going well, like David Reynolds, for instance. But at the end of the day, you've got Whincup, you've got Van Gisbergen, you've got Cam Waters, you've got Chaz Mostert. It's going to be a very open contest.
Well, you mentioned Jamie Whincup, and he now goes down the Markscape path, which is to retire from full-time racing, and then you go into enduro racing, and you win some races there, and presumably Jamie will be coming for your media gig soon enough.
That's a very good question. I'm not sure that we should get on as well as we do after that one, Liam. Well, he can if he can talk and if he can do the stuff, he can go his hardest.
He's chiseled. But he's got a face for television, Jamie.
Oh, yeah. No one likes Scafie.
Thank you, MG. Thanks for supporting me, mate.
All the way, mate. Us marks have got to stick together, baby. Yes.
Exactly. But what he has done, Liam, is he's announced that he's bought more of the equity in Triple Eight Racing. Mm. So he's going to take more of a management role in the race team. Roland Dane's going to have less of a role there. So Jessica Dane, Roland's daughter, and Jamie will take more of a leadership role in terms of how that business runs in the future. So it's a nice transition for Jamie. Hopefully he doesn't end up in commentary land.
That's all right. We'll spike his drink. any qualms, Scafie, about opening the season on the sacred turf of Bathurst?
Oh, look, a little bit, MG. I'm a believer in that you don't have two Christmases. Kids don't get to have two Christmases.
I agree.
So the big race, the 1,000K race, it's our grand final. It's the October event that everybody knows and loves. I think it's sacrosanct. And you need to make sure that in the future that's what we're going to do. So what we've basically done this time is, remember, we normally have the Bathurst 12-hour, which is promoted by the supercars business. Yep. And because the 12-hour, due to COVID, there's no international teams allowed in. So we basically picked up the normal 12-hour date and have used that to commence our season. Plus, the New South Wales government wanted to start the series in New South Wales. So we basically worked with the government and we've come up with a sensible sort of middle ground for this year. But it won't be forever. We one Bathurst is certainly enough.
Well, the Repco Mount Panorama 500, it kicks off this weekend. You've got 240-lap races up there. Scafie, you and the Fox Sports Supercar team will be covering all of it. The big question, though, for a lot of our punters, the bearing of beer. Camping is back on this weekend, and that's one of the great... One of the great traditions of Bathurst. Do we know if the punters have been digging holes and squirreling away cartons of whatever their drink of choice might be?
Well, we've actually got Lion Nathan's come on this year, so the 4X Gold won't be good enough. You have to take two cartons of 4X Gold, no one.
That's a bigger hole. That's twice as big a hole.
That's exactly a shovel. Right. We need a shovel.
We need an excavator, don't we? There'll be blokes with bobcats. Yeah.
It's going to be excellent, a great way to kick off the season up at the mountain, Mount Panorama 500 on this weekend. Scafie, enjoy the race. We can't wait to see you on KO on Fox Sports this weekend.
Thanks, guys.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam Flanagan on Triple M. We're almost done for your Thursday. Tomorrow, MG, your ladder predictions might come back to haunt you, because tomorrow we have the legendary Australian thespian Brendan Cow steaming into the studios from his Sutherlandshire base.
I know. He's not happy, Jan.
He's filthy with your prediction for the Sharks.
Yeah, okay, well, bring him on, bring him in, and let's see what he's got, because I'm ready for him.
Brendan Cow set to join us live in studio tomorrow, but it is the end of a Thursday. Producer Charlie's in studio, which means...
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's What Would You Rather?
Over to you, Producer Charlie.
What would you rather? Would you rather be Ben Simmons or Daniel Ricciardo?
Oh.
It's a good start.
I'm saying Dan Ricciardo.
Ooh, wow.
I just think it'd be second to none to race cars as fast as these guys do and do it so easily. I just think the buzz they get from playing the sport, inverted commas, that they love would be just the best thing ever to do. I played a lot of basketball as a kid, and I've done that. It's scratched that itch, but I've never been an F1 superstar.
Has MG just equated his junior basketball career to Ben Simmons in the NBA?
Well, we're both Aussies.
I'm going Ben Simmons. As a short ass, the fascination with being able to dunk is something that sits really strongly in me. I'm also, I mean, I think we saw when we did that hop lap all those years ago, I'm petrified of speed. Oh, so I would, yeah, if I was Dan Ricciardo, he'd be going 60 k's an hour max around the laps of these courses. I'm going Ben Simmons.
There's a push to get rid of the bouncer to tail enders, boys. So would you rather face an over from Mitchell Johnson or run it straight at Josh Papali?
This is a terrifying what would you rather. Mm.
This is terrifying.
But I am going to have to run it straight at Josh Papali.
Really? Wow.
Because it's one, right?
Yeah.
I run it straight at Josh Papali, it's over.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's done. Whereas six balls from Mitchell Johnson in his prime, no thank you.
I'm with you. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm and coming from that angle from the left hand as well. It would be right under the ribs, otherwise it would be right in the left ear. Give me a big puppy.
I'm squirming thinking about it.
Even though it's going to hurt for a good 15, 20 seconds if you run straight at him with no sidestepping, Mitchell Johnson's over would be just you going, oh, no. 3 minutes of hell.
those 20 seconds as he walks back to his mark
And then he goes back three steps further. You go, come on, man. Come on, Mitch.
Which sport would you rather be the administrator of, rugby union or soccer?
I would argue at the moment, presumably in Australia.
Sorry, yeah, in Australia.
No, that's right. I would argue that rugby union off the back of the stand deal at the moment is flying a little bit higher. But soccer is the world game. There's always going to be greater opportunities. And I think you're just a goal. I mean, you need to get the junior ranks in order, but you're a golden generation away from soccer being right up. If we get another generation like Harry Kewell, Mark Viduka, Tim Cahill, those that come through again, all of a sudden the Socceroos and the Matildas. Mm. They have the ability to unite this country like few other teams.
I would be, if I was a proactive one, I'd be union. So I'd change the 3 points for a field goal and 3 points for a penalty goal. I'd make them 2 and 1, and then we'll see how much attacking rugby comes back to our fields.
Nice.
Well, now I want to be. Oh, now I want MG to be the administrator for rugby.
Sounds like he's doing a great job.
All right, there you have it. Charlie, producer Charlie, a very strong edition of What Would You Rather.
Better each week, Charles.
Well, now you've got to come back in tomorrow for Blankety Blanks.
Yeah.
And you've set the bar.
I'll do a really good job tomorrow. Just you wait. It'll be the best Blankety Blanks you boys have ever seen.
I'm just going to... Digital Tony, if you can just turn that into a video,
yes,
please.
Yes, into a video,
in
Tony.
Preparation. Have that ready for me to queue up tomorrow when Charlie does it badly. All right, MG, we've got to get out of here.
As always, thank you so much for your ears. He's Charlie. He's Liam. I'm MG. Wherever you are, stay random.